Vincent van Gogh, Olive Trees, Oil on Canvas, 1889, Gallery 355. This is Nancy Kelly. Part 1, Description. We've entered the gallery of Impressionist and Post-Impressionist art. The paintings here are an explosion of vibrant light and colors. The Impressionists were known for breaking the rules of traditional painting, which preferred even, subdued colors, punctuated by contrasts of light and dark, and depicted historical subjects. Instead, the Impressionists sought to capture contemporary subjects and the immediate effects of light, atmosphere, and movement as the human eye sees them. We're facing the painting Olive Trees by the Dutch artist Vincent van Gogh. He made this painting in 1889, the year before his death. The painting is a horizontal landscape, wider than it is tall. It measures 29 inches high and 36.5 inches wide, including the frame. It's about the size of a large food tray. As you might expect, Olive Trees is an outdoor scene. It's divided into three horizontal bands composed of sky, trees, and soil. The focal point is a bright yellow sun nearly touching the top of the canvas. An equally vivid yellow sky surrounds the sun and forms the top third of the canvas. Dominating the middle part are 12 gnarled tree trunks, roughly forming two rows. The lower third of the canvas shows the trunks rooted in mounds of soil. Van Gogh used scale to create a sense of perspective. The trees are biggest at the edges of the canvas. As they converge in the center, they get smaller. This gives the perception of depth. The trees meet at the base of periwinkle blue-gray mountains off in the distance. The effect is like entering a grove of trees under a bright, hot sun. The tree trunks are reddish-brown and outlined in black. Their leaf canopies incorporate many different shades, ranging from lime to brownish-green. Thick, short brushstrokes and dense daubs of oil paint animate the composition. Because of these techniques, every element of the painting, the sun, sky, trees, ground, appear to vibrate. Van Gogh saw the trees as writhing flames spurting from the earth. The trunks extend into branches that twist and turn in the landscape. The leaves shimmer under the intense sunlight of southern France. The trees cast shadows below and to the right of each trunk. Again, these are formed by quick, short brushstrokes. The shadows appear as blue-brown rivers. The colors echo the periwinkle blue of the mountains in the distance. The foreground is sprinkled with fallen autumn leaves created by daubs of orange, brown, green, and ochre. Let's return to the sky. It's yellow and white and looks hot. The sun is at 12 o'clock. It's a circle of white and pale citron outlined in ochre. Van Gogh used short circular brushstrokes to compose it. Concentric circles of yellow, white, light blue, and pink radiate out from the sun and give a feeling of intense midday heat. Everything in the painting is in motion. We feel as if the ground is shifting beneath the trees. Leaves rustle and trees twist while their shadows advance toward us like flowing water. The brushstrokes themselves rush across the canvas in a layer of thick, short dashes, further adding to the sense of urgency. The impression is that nature is alive and charged, and the land vibrates with color and motion. In a letter to his brother, Theo, in 1882, Van Gogh wrote, "Sometimes I long so much to do a landscape, just as one would for a long walk to refresh oneself. And in all of nature, in trees, for instance, I see expression and a soul, as it were." You might interpret Olive Trees in relation to the artist and his life. The trees are weathered from the wind and sun, yet they stand firmly rooted and remain productive. Like them, Van Gogh has faced many trials, but he is still working and is sustained by his work. Part 2, about the artist. Vincent van Gogh was one of the great forerunners of modern painting. He was born in Holland in 1853. At age 27, he announced to his family that he was going to be a painter. He briefly attended art school in Brussels. At 33, he moved to Paris with his brother Theo, who financially supported him. In Paris, he was exposed to the work of the Impressionists, Monet, Degas, and others. The artist Pissarro was a particular influence. He urged Van Gogh to abandon his dark, gloomy palette and adopt the light, shimmering colors and broken brushstrokes of the Impressionists. In February of 1888, Van Gogh left wintry Paris for the warmth of southern France. He settled in a town called Arles. There he suffered a disease that affected his mental health. A little more than a year later, he interned himself in an asylum in the town of Saint-Rémy in southern France. It was there that he created his most profound works. Van Gogh completed over 100 paintings at Saint-Rémy, including at least 18 of the olive tree series. Mia's painting is unusual because it is the only one that includes the sun. Painting brought the artist relief from his emotional distress. This connection with nature helped provide stability in his life. Van Gogh left Saint-Rémy in May 1890, moving to Auvers, near Paris. He continued to paint until his death 2 months later, in July 1890. Vincent Van Gogh is considered to be a post-impressionist painter. The impressionists wanted to capture the effects of light at a specific place and time. Van Gogh, in contrast, captured emotional reactions to the spiritual qualities of nature. He expressed his own internal feelings in his paintings. His work inspired modern artists for years to come.